Okay, gentlemen, we are after a little bit of a hiatus. The continuance after Dalit Amud Aleph. Beishamai Omrim. Tavlin Nidochin Bemadech Shel Eitz. Tavlin, spices, food, should be ground up using wood. Vamelach Bepach Uve Eitz Hapar. Salt should be ground up with ground up with a slightly weaker piece of wood, with some sort of spoon, with something that actually makes it more difficult to grind. You need a shino. You need to grind up salt differently on Yom Tov. We'll find out why soon. Bishil omrim, bishil say, tavlin nidoshin kedarkan. Right, wood. Spices can be ground up in the usual fashion, using a stone grinder. That's really the best way to grind things, right? At least in the days before an electric grinder. Just a regular mortar and pestle, but made from stone. It'll work better. Salt should be ground up with wood, but with a regular wooden mortar and pestle, not with something special. The implication is that everybody agrees that salt does require a shino. That salt is required to be ground up separately, differently to other things. Why? Naitaina. Rapunim verachis tachad amara kol akadeiro iskulam tzrichis melach ve'ein kol akadeiro tzrichis tavlin v'chad amara kol ha'tavlin mefigin ta'imano melach eina mefiga ta'ima. So one of them says, there is no dish which doesn't require food. Every single dish requires salt. There are some dishes which don't require spices. Every dish requires salt. As a result, right, you really should have been able to prepare this from yesterday. Since you could have prepared and ground up the salt from yesterday, right, you can't do it in the usual fashion today. You have to do it in a more unusual fashion today because you should have prepared and not left it for today. The other opinion is, no, not that you didn't know about the tavlin, you didn't know about the spices, but you did know about the salt. Maybe you did know about spices, but the thing is that spices go bad. Right? Spices start to deteriorate the second you grind them. I mean, they deteriorate before then as well. They deteriorate much faster if you grind them. Therefore, you really want to grind them right before they go into the food. Salt, on the other hand, does not. Salt does not deteriorate. You can grind it days, you can grind it months, you can grind it weeks, you can grind it months and years in advance. It will make no difference. It'll still be fine. It says the Gemara, might be no. What's the difference? Ika beinayu deyada maikdeira baile v'shuli nami be morika. So, the difference between the two opinions practically is twofold. Firstly, if you knew already yesterday what you were planning to cook today, in such a case, if the concern is you could have prepared, then you could have prepared the spices as well. However, if the concern is really not that you could have prepared, but that you could have, that spices go bad, then what difference does it make if you knew about it yesterday? What if you're using a spice? It was called Marika Karkam. It's a spice which does not go bad. Even if you grind it a little bit in advance, it doesn't go bad. Therefore, if it's a spice which does not go bad, you really could have ground it up yesterday. However, if it's a spice which does go bad, then that position, that second position, we don't know if it is Rav Chista or Rav Huna, would have really held that you could have done it that day. Now, it should be noted, we tend to assume that it is permitted to do melacha for the purpose of cooking on Yom Tov if you could not have done it from before, right? So a really common case of this shayla coming up is actually avocado, guacamole, right? Because guacamole spoils very fast, right? Pretty much the second you make it, it starts going bad, right? So you really want to be able to make it right before you eat. For that reason, it is viewed as something which is which you really need to do straight away, and therefore you can do it on Yom Tov lichora, right? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Kol ha nidochin, nidochin gedarkan. Ve'afilu nelach. Hey, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Anything which is ground up on Yom Tov, you can do it in the normal fashion using a big mortar and pestle made from stone, which is the most efficient way to grind things. you don't have to worry about doing it differently. Not even salt. Didn't we already say that salt is different, that salt does require a change? So Gemara says, who? De Amar ki haitana. He was passing like a different tana. The sign is we have a bris. Amar Rabbi Meir lo nichu b'sham b'til ala nidoichin shem nidoichin darakom melachim ha'en lo nichu ala ducho b'fnei atzma sh'b'sham ha'amrim melach b'pach u'b'eitza paro litzli lo l'gdira b'sham ha'il amrim b'chol davar. It says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Meir, a bris in the name of Rabbi Meir, Beshamai didn't disagree that you need to grind things in the normal fashion using stone, right? And even salt, if you're grinding the salt with something else, they only disagreed if you're grinding salt separately. If you're grinding salt on its own, then Beshamai says that if you're grinding it for roasting it on an open flame, then you really should grind up the salt differently. But if you're going to cook the meat in a pot, in a stew, then already in a sauce, then already you can grind even salt then even salt can be ground in the normal fashion. Rashi says, why is roasting the meat without a sauce and not in a pot distinct? Because you don't need that much salt when you're roasting the meat. When you're putting it in the stew, you need a lot more salt. So therefore, Beishai basically said, if you're not grinding it up that much, okay, alright, you can use wood. But the second you are grinding up salt, a lot of salt, for the purpose of a cooked dish in a pot, then already that, you can do it in a normal fashion, because otherwise you'll be there forever. And Beis Hillel say, you can grind up salt any way you want. So it's Gemara b'chol davar, so you're really using anything. Eleima lechol davar. Rather, you can grind up salt for anything. It makes no difference. Even for its leaf, even for roasting. Amar alei rav acha bar dela livrei ki daichas. Sorry, I didn't explain that very well. The question was really Bechol Davar. Why Bechol Davar? It doesn't imply, that doesn't really answer Beis Shammai's position. Right, Beis Shammai said, not per se that there's limitations on what you can use for grinding salt, but it depends on what you're making. This is the Gemara, I don't understand. If it's a limitation based on what you're making, then the response doesn't say you can use anything you want. So the answer, lechol davar, you can grind up salt for any purpose, for any food. Okay. Amar li Rav Acha bar dela livrei. Rav Acha bar dela said to his son, ki daichas atzli atzliye v'doich. When you grind up salt, then tilt the grinder a little bit on its side before you start grinding up the salt. Why? So really, he agreed with Shmuel that you can do it using the normal implement. However, he still thought you needed to modify the way in which you were grinding salt a little bit. So do it on the side instead of in the normal upright position. Rav Shesha Shama Kal Buchna Amra Hailav Migave Devesaihu. So he heard Rav Shesha's heard somebody grinding up salt. It makes a lot of noise. So he said, clearly it's not from my house. I told them that they're not allowed to use stone to grind up salt on Yom Tov. It's Vidilma Atzli. Maybe it was like what Rav Acha bar dela said to his son, that they were just tilting the grinder and therefore they could do it. So then it would have made a different sound. The fact that it made a very clear grinding sound, that was something that can only be made if you grind salt in the ordinary fashion. That was something he told his family not to do, so clearly it wasn't from his house. V'dilma tavlin havu? Maybe it wasn't salt. Maybe it was spices. Is the Gemara. How does he know it was from his house? It says a tavlin nevuchi nandach kalayu. Again, it sounds different. Salt sounds different when you're grinding it. the grammar says it almost back. It's like spice is almost back, whereas salt makes a very clear, pure sound when you grind it. Okay, right. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Osin Tisni. Right. So you. So the Gemara says you don't do a tisni is really you're crushing wheat into smaller particles, not enough to make it into flour. We're not grinding it into flour, you're crushing it, right? Ve'ein koshin b'machtesh, you don't grind up spices on yom tov for the purpose of making into incense. The Gemara tarti. Gemara says there. Right. This is strange, right? There's two separate rules here, which seem to mean two different things. On the one hand, it says you can't grind up wheat in small particles. Why? Because it's a relatively difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of effort. And you can't grind up anything at all. Spices, for the purpose of incense, are very difficult to very easy to grind up. Why would you put that in the same category? It doesn't make any sense. So it's Kumara. This is what it says. Matam and isn't it? If you're saying question, why don't you grind up wheat? Because you're not meant to grind up anything, not even spices for the purpose of incense. The lema in kos shim b'machteshes, so why wouldn't you just say that? Itani in kos shim b'machteshes, if you said you don't use a grinder, have I mean, this is what I thought, I would have thought, you would have thought, that's only for a very large grinder. Because there it's difficult to use, it takes a lot of effort, and you're not meant to do things that are very difficult on Yom Tov. However, for a smaller grinder, it really should be mutter. We learn here that that's not the case. Didn't the Gemara say that you shouldn't use, didn't we have a price that said you shouldn't use a large grinder? You can use a small one, which contradicts our previous conclusion. Amar Abaye said, Kisanya Hanami Maslisa Machteshes Gdola Tanya. Abaye said, the Mishnah says, which says you never use the grinder at all. We're talking about a very large one. And wheat is usually ground up in a large grinder. Therefore, there is no issue with a small grinder, but you also can't use that for wheat. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow.